Proclamation number 0879 of 22nd of April, 1939. Wrestling of the Soul. Prayer. Free will. Matter. The soul has to overcome unspeakable difficulties before it has become master of all matter. For it is in battle with matter until it consciously strives for help, and again, it will only do the latter when it has overcome its desire for earthly possessions. Thus it has, as it were, already declared war on matter. But in order to be able to overcome it needs the support of helpful spiritual beings which it makes serviceable to itself through prayer. But it still has to struggle a lot and has to be restlessly active itself, for the soul can only mature through its own work, and the support of spiritual friends only consists of conveying the necessary strength to the struggling soul, but which it now has to utilize itself in realization of its earthly task. Thus a complete transformation is undoubtedly within every person's power once the will has decided to do so. People sometimes believe that they cannot do anything themselves and only ever have to carry out God's will, and again it should be pointed out that the human being is not subject to any coercion from the divine creator in a spiritual respect. That instead all freedom of will is left to him if it concerns his soul's salvation. His thoughts will indeed be directed by the spiritual side towards spiritual problems, he will receive enlightenment in many questions, yet his will be completely free to decide whether and to what extent the transmitted thoughts will be accepted and taken to heart. And likewise, the human being is free to gain the necessary strength through prayer in order to meet the most difficult demands. Consequently, the human soul undoubtedly has to fulfill a great task which consists of taking care of its transformation so that it will lift itself out of the darkness of spirit. So that it will liberate itself from the fetters of matter, and this through love. It must constantly be active to shape itself. It must reject everything ignoble, it must strive for perfection and always be mindful of the fact that it only has a short time at its disposal which should serve its transformation. It must also know that it is at the greatest disadvantage if the time on earth has not brought it maturity. And therefore only strive for one thing, to be constantly active to constantly wrestle and detach itself from everything that appears desirable to it in order to finally conquer matter and thereby free itself from every shackle which prevents it from ascending into light spheres. Amen.